Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. With Montreal buried after two back-to-back winter storms, an advocacy group is calling for patience and support for unhoused people. Montreal was covered in over 2 feet of snowfall earlier this week. The city says it will take another week to clear the snow from the roads. Buses are running late, and sidewalks are congested. The group, Resilience Montreal, says unhoused people, especially those living in encampments, are in need of extra support in this extreme weather.
It's harder to keep track of people, you know? So we do know people living in encampments, and even getting to the encampments becomes more difficult because you can't even drive in anymore, you know?
That was David Chapman, the executive director of Resilience Montreal, an Indigenous-led organization and shelter addressing homelessness in the Cabot Square area of the city. Resilience Montreal is a low-barrier shelter focusing on those who are in extreme situations, those who are chronically or repeatedly unhoused and often struggling with mental illness or addiction.
So it's a time when it's really important to stay close to those people who are more on the margins, you know, and one of the things we do is we will prioritize the people who are in the sort of the most precarious situations.
Chapman says when weather gets this extreme, the stakes for unhoused people is as high as it gets.
If you get it wrong, just one night with weather like this, you end up with dead people.
Resilience Montreal is located by the Atwater Metro Station. Chapman says he was surprised to see people getting kicked out of the station, trying to stay the night, given the extreme weather.
One of the things I was really disheartened to hear about on Monday morning this week is, you know, obviously it's freezing cold out, and I'm learning about, you know, people who are staying in the local metro getting, you know, harassed with tickets. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You know, they don't have enough sense in the Atwater Metro to, you know, pause ticketing homeless people when it's extremely cold.
The Montreal Transit Authority would not respond to Chapman's comments, but they have not amended policy temporarily given the extreme weather, something Chapman believes should happen. Chapman says this is an example of the kind of care, attention, and patience that is necessary during this intense, cold, and heavy snow.
Well, of course, we recognize that encampments are not an ideal, living condition. We also recognize that it's still human beings that are living in them.
Resilience Montreal is one of many shelters and organizations in the city calling for winter coats and other clothing to be donated after this storm. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.